Forgiveness is central to Christian marriage, but forgiveness must never be twisted into accepting abuse. This is very important. Some people have been told, if you are a good Christian spouse, you will forgive and stay quiet. Others have been told, marriage is a covenant, so you must endure whatever happens. Some have been pressured to return to unsafe situations before there is repentance, protection, accountability, or help. That is not Christian marriage growth. Biblical forgiveness does not mean denying harm. It does not mean pretending violence is normal. It does not mean accepting threats, coercion, sexual force, intimidation, degradation, spiritual manipulation, or financial control. It does not mean letting someone use scripture to silence you while continuing to harm you. Forgiveness and safety are not enemies. A person can forgive and still seek protection. A person can forgive and still call for accountability. A person can forgive and still need distance. A person can forgive and still involve trusted leaders, counselors, crisis resources, or legal authorities when needed. Abuse is not simply ordinary conflict. Ordinary conflict may include irritation, misunderstanding, selfishness, poor communication, or immaturity. Abuse involves patterns of power, control, fear, intimidation, coercion, or harm. That distinction matters. If a husband and wife argue about chores, money, sex, parenting, or in-laws, they may need humility, repentance, listening, forgiveness, and repair. But if one spouse is afraid to speak, afraid to say no, afraid of being hit, afraid of being forced sexually, afraid of being monitored, or afraid of retaliation, that is not ordinary marriage conflict. That requires safety and outside help. From an organic human perspective, abuse attacks the whole embodied soul. It affects the body, mind, spirit, emotions, sexuality, trust, prayer, sleep, and sense of dignity. Abuse is not healed by telling the harmed spouse to try harder or submit better. Covenant is never permission for cruelty. Headship is never permission for domination. Forgiveness is never permission for continued harm. Grace is never permission to avoid repentance. Christian leaders, mentors, chaplains, and coaches must be careful. Do not rush reconciliation when there is danger. Do not pressure secrecy. Do not spiritualize control. Do not confuse apology with repentance. Look for fruit over time, wise accountability, and real safety. Jesus cares about wounded people. Christian marriage growth honors forgiveness, but it also honors truth, protection, accountability, and the dignity of every embodied soul before God.